ma kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Today, we are discussing preparations for the oncoming 44th Ordinary SADC Summit to be held on the 17th of this month in Harare, amidst deployment of state security forces in some cities and towns and allegations of continued nationwide crackdown on opponents of the government. But first, a look at what's happening in the U.S. Now that both the Democratic and Republican presidential candidates have selected their running mates, the question is whether those picks will actually help boost the campaign's chances of winning the November election. VOA's Veronica Balteros Iglesias looks at the historical relevance of vice presidential candidates and what Tim Walz and J.D. Vance bring to their respective tickets.
With great confidence in her decision, Vice President Kamala Harris introduced Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate on Tuesday in Pennsylvania.
In his state, he has been a model chief executive, and with his experience, I'm telling you, Tim Walz will be ready on day one.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump also hails the political record of his running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. But the former president recently downplayed the importance of vice presidential picks.
And I think this is well documented. Historically, the vice president, in terms of the election, does not have any impact. I mean, virtually no impact. And it's all about the presidential pick.
Scholars explain that because vice presidents operate in the shadow of the U.S. president, their role is often misunderstood and unappreciated. They are, however, the first in line of succession when a president can no longer serve, and key to advancing their party's political agenda.
Their role is really to act as a subordinate, to help promote and pursue the president's policies, and to expand the president's ability to function as a national and international leader.
To a certain extent, VP picks can boost presidential campaigns, Goldstein says.
Bill Clinton's pick of Al Gore in 1992 was a very good pick. The combination of these two young Southern centrist baby boomers really sent a message of generational change.
A bad pick is how the analyst described Republican Senator John McCain's decision to have Governor Sarah Palin as his running mate in 2008.
And she really became a figure who was parodied during the campaign, and I think ended up hurting the McCain ticket. It wasn't the reason that Senator McCain lost.
This election cycle, Tim Walz's credentials and his focus on pro-family economics is what the Harris campaign is betting on.
A version of being pro-family that is not about the control of reproduction, but is about the economic support of families, be that education, health care, housing, job development.
J.D. Vance will help advance the Republican narrative, says analyst Peter Loach.
The narrative they're telling that is, you know, there used to be an America in which if you worked hard and played by the rules, middle class, hardworking family, you could succeed, and that America is now gone, and that if you vote for them, that America will come back.
Even if vice presidential candidates rarely make a major difference in elections, analysts say U.S. voters will pay attention to how well the current VP picks listen to the electorate and channel their concerns. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, esteemed American astronaut, geoscience professor and artist C.N. Proctor is touring South African schools to emphasize the importance of education in science, technology, engineering, art and mathematics. Her goal is to inspire students to pursue careers in the sciences and equip them for space jobs. Zahir Kasim reports from Johannesburg.
Cyan Proctor always dreamed of being an astronaut. In 2009, she became a finalist for the U.S. space agency NASA astronaut program, but didn't get the job. Proctor, a geology professor and artist, never gave up on her space dreams. In 2021, she was chosen to participate in SpaceX's Inspiration 4, the first all-civilian orbital mission. She became the first black woman to pilot a spacecraft.
Going to space and on a SpaceX Dragon capsule and being the mission pilot is the most rewarding and inspiring thing I could ever think of. To be able to say that I'm a Dragon flyer, and for, you know, girls and women of color to see me and know that if I did it, they could do it too.
Late last month, she was in Johannesburg, South Africa, speaking to over 250 high school students about the importance of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM, when pursuing a profession in space exploration. She says another subject is also crucial for would-be astronauts.
My art and space project.
But we gotta add the arts in because that's the creative side. You can't have science without creativity and imagination because that's where the innovation comes. And so it's really important that we inspire, prepare, and eventually employ students to go into these areas.
The space sector is expanding rapidly, yet companies face challenges in recruiting due to the high demand for STEM skills. Space agencies in the United States, United Kingdom, and South Africa have all reported a shortage of qualified personnel. Exposure to real-life role models can help address this issue, says Steve Sherman, head of the education nonprofit Living Nats, which helped arrange Proctor's visit.
We want them to know how exciting a career can be if they interact with these people who actually use math and science and technology in their careers. If they can see how awesome it is, then hopefully they'll be more engaged.
Many in the country don't know space careers exist, says South African National Space Agency educator Ntabiseng Lebaka.
I had no idea that South Africa has a space agency. They were looking for a science educator. So I'm currently working as a science engagement officer, where we do outreach programs, we do space labs, we also do teacher development training as well.
Proctor then took a mission to Cape Town, where she shares her inspirational journey to promote education in STEM subjects and the arts. Sahir Kasim, VOA News, Johannesburg, South Africa.
Thank you for that report, Sahir. Now let us take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic, the European Union today held a non-state actors meeting in Harare, focusing on the alleged arrests, torture and brutalization of opponents of the government, which has been condemned by some members of the local and international communities. Preliminary meetings ahead of the SADC summit started today in Harare, with the meeting of the Standing Committee of Senior Officials, with the government saying preparations are on course. However, opposition party members and some human rights activists are currently in remand prison, facing charges of violating some sections of the Criminal Law, Codification and Reform Act. President Emmerson Mnangagwa yesterday urged the church and all Zimbabweans to support the government's efforts in successfully hosting the upcoming SADC summit. Previously, he warned against demonstrations, which was reiterated by Minister of Home Affairs Kazembe Kazembe. To discuss the topic in depth, we are joined by our guest, political analyst Bernard Bengilizwe Ndlovu, who is a former Alliance for People's Agenda chairman for the South African branch, and Reverend Siyaphambili Moyo, a member of Living Christ Pentecostal Ministries International, which engages political parties in conflict resolution programs under the Zimbabwe Christian Alliance. We'll start with you, Mr. Ndlovu. What can you say about the political situation prevailing in the country?
Well, generally, the political situation prevailing in the country is intense, understandably, and I think it was expected considering the contested outcome of the previous elections. So I think on the part of the ruling party, they got to this instance afraid and concerned that the opposition party would want to disturb the summit by giving the impression that things are not well in Zimbabwe. And on the part of the opposition, they indeed would have asked to be given the opportunity to contest and show the SADC community that they are not happy. They were not happy with the outcome of the elections and would have loved the SADC to come in and intervene and possibly, do something about the situation in Zimbabwe. So the whole situation was bound to create this kind of tension. And naturally, the ruling party has been the state apparatus, then takes advantage to ensure that there is no chaos and give the impression that there is business as usual. But you are getting visitors visiting a home, and the parents knowing that some of their children are found to misbehave, and then that's getting out there to ensure that there is no mischief. That is in their definition of what mischief would be. That's what is happening in Zimbabwe. So, yes, there is that kind of chaos and tension disturbances.
Thank you very much there to Mr. Ndlovu. Reverend Moyo, as the church, what is the best way forward? And do you have any programs planned as of now to engage stakeholders in conflict resolution?
Thank you so very much. We always say conflict is inevitable. We will always have conflict, be it in family, be it in church, in companies, even as a nation. Yes, we as a church, we continue to encourage that let us honor our constitution and let even people generally, Zimbabweans, let them be respected even as we look at the constitution, let their human rights be respected. Yes, we continue to engage stakeholders as a church to say, please, let there be peace in whatever problems and challenges we go through. We need to find one another. Engagement is the best. When we sit down and say, let's talk and genuinely solve our problems, we believe as a church we will get there. So our position still remains the same, to say, let's find one another. We are engaging key stakeholders. In smaller towns, I was in Bulawayo in Harare. You could see the police roaming around the streets. But in smaller towns, Wange, where I am currently, it's just so peaceful. But in bigger towns, there is really need to engage stakeholders. As people are saying, someone to demonstrate, we don't know what's going to be the outcome. But whatever the case, we want everything to be done peacefully and within the parameters of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, which is the supreme law of the land. Fighting and killing one another will never solve our problems. But when we genuinely sit down and try to find one another, we believe as the church we are going together.
Yes, thank you very much there to Reverend Moyo. Kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokulungiselela umhlangano weSADC ozaqhutshwa elizweni mhlaka 17 kuyonale inyanga. Ngesikhathi ke sibona ukuthi abezombusazwe labalwela amalungelo oluntu bathi bahlukuluzwa nguhulumende babotshwa mahlayana, kodwa yena uhulumende uthi hayi konke kuqhubeka kuhle elizweni. Yebo ke sesibuya kuwe Mnumzana Ndlovu, kuyini esingabona kusenzakala lapha? Singabona iSADC layo ingenela ngalolu daba kumbe bazathula kokuphela njengoba abaningi besithi bavele abangeneli?
Hayi, ithuba lokuthi iSADC ingenele lincane kakhulu, ikakhulu ma ukhangela ngokwayenzakala kuphela lona ukhetho. Kwakule khangelelo elikhulu ukuthi iSADC izangenela, kodwa ayingenele. So angiboni ukuthi lokho okuluthulinyana okuvela manje masikuqathanisa lalolu thulo lwavukayo olukhulu ma-elections-ela, lolu thulinyana lokuboshwa kwabantu ababili abathathu, angiboni ukuthenza ukuthi iSADC bese iyaphakama ithi yona isifuna ukwenza anything. Angiboni kanjeke izakuba lithuli kudlule ukhuthekelo phambili. Hhayi, ukubona kwami angiboni iSADC njengoba ngisho kwakumele kube lokungenela, bekumele kwenzakale kudlula ikhetho, akwenzakalanga lutho. Lokho kwenzakala manje ma ukubheka ukuqathanisa, hhayi kunanezila lokho okwenzaka esemkhathi ukhokheli kahulumende lalo owayethunyiwe udeputy wakho weZambia befuna ukuvusa uthuli impela olukhulu kakhulu kulamalokulemhlanganiso esifana nabofana. Ikhanya yinto enkulu okwakumele ukuthi abantu bahle kule yinto yokuthi hhayi ke kwenzakale kangisakhala bafike emthuli lwakhona. Abantu babuyele ezindlini abazihlalela, babuyele emsebenzini bayasebenza. Okwenzakala manje akufani nalekhaya. So yikho ngithi mina angiboni isathi kungasihlupha ngakho.
Yebo-ke siyabonga, uhlale khonapho ecingweni. Mfundisi Moyo, ungasichasisela ukuthi kahle kahle njengezinkonzo kuyini lapho nxa lixwayisa amabandla ezombusazwe lalabo abalwisanayo, kuyini elikwenzayo njengezinkonzo njalo bayalilalela yini? Ungasichasisela ngolimi lwesishona.
And no tender, yes, but no one's a little under the root of Tinotora, my political parties that I see are not Tora Wundaniza, Totanga Tava Dipisa, Nina, the Sinsina, the Batana, to Tara Chigesa, Tara Tarta Nina, the conflict, Kutikasa Gadinsana, the Saganaka, she's no so tika after. But no bones that Susanganisa, Banu Terera. Abafanani vanoterera voona kuti zvinovabatsira. Takatenderera nzvimbo dzakawanda mumataundi dzakawanda even before and after elections, tichitaura nemapolitical parties, tichipokana nenyaya dzekurwisana, nenyaya dzekurovana, nenyaya dzekutukana, nenyaya dzekutaura nangwe chisingaite kune umwe munhu. Tichitarisa tichiona kuti zviri kuchinja kune nzvimbo dzatakaenda tichitaura nyaya iyoyo. Vamwe vanoterera, asi kune dzimwe nzvimbo kuchine midi yekuti vanhu vadzidziswe, vanzwisise izvi kuti zviri kuenda kupi. But nyaya dzatinonyanya kubata maissues iwayo kuti tisatukane, maissues iwayo kuti ngatibatane senyika semaZimbabweans, because zvematongero enyika izvi zvinopera.
kana zvapera munosara magara kuva vatibvani kana mamborovana munotaudzana sei munokumbirana sei sugar munokumbirana sei malift netransport saka vakawanda tichitaura navo vanozvinzwisisa asi kune mamwe maarea sezvandambotaura kuti ha pachine basa especially kumamisha ndiona kuti pachine basa rakawanda kuti vanhu vadzidziswe kuti hatifani kupatsamiriswa nenyaya dzepolitics
yebo ke siyabonga kakhulu ume khonapho ecingweni ke sithatha umlaleli sizwa kuthiwa silo mlaleli ecingweni siyakwamukela kuhlelo yebo ke ungasitshela ukuthi igama ngubani ungaphi kwelizwe njalo ekhaya kungaphi ye hayi siyakuzwa nje kodwa uzwakalela khatshana sithemba ukuze zwakala ye khuluma nje siphe umbono wakho ngomhlangano lo oqoqwayo elizweni owesadak ababandla abaphikisayo besithi babotshwa
isadak mna ngabe khona ezimbabwe cause kuningi kakhulu ekwenzeka ezimbabwe manje sasouth africa siyahlukumezela ngapha esikhona ngapha amapasiport abhora nje yonke into nje yintsha yekithi hayi ithabalele intsha yakithi ikusasa selibonke ukuthi sihambe izaphethe ezimbabwe ezingento yokuthi asisakhula sekuma-90s so
hayi kodwa kukhanya amalungiselelo asephambili akunyeke kwabuyelwe emuva njalo siyezwa lakhona ngapho liyakhuthaza ukuthi imali yamaphasipoti yehle sithemba kuzalunga ye kodwa ungathini ngalabo laba abathi babotshwa abasemajele yebo ke siyabonga kakhulu umbono wakho. Would like to say thank you to our caller in South Africa there, Moyo, who's saying Zimbabwe should have been skipped from hosting the SADC summit, but we see that our preparations are already at an advanced stage, and we heard the DA of South Africa saying the same cause, that Zimbabwe should first put its house in order. But the government says everything is in order and the meetings are going on very well. Yes, so sibuya kuwe ke Mnumzana Ndlovu. Yeah, ungasitshela nje ukuthi kambe kusiya phambili kuyini okungenziwa. What's the best way forward?
IZimbabwe nama uyikhangela ekhinjeni ufuna ukuthi kube lo uphila usungafika ekuthweni lokuthi yena ufunakala ukukhuluma more than nje yonke into engacatshwanga ngabantu sokudingakala ukuthi njengoba le yokuthuzana nokushunguzana nokudlephana ayilethele umuntu kazana lokhu akudingayo okuyikuphila nokuguquka nokuya phambili. Into le ukucabana kwezano MDC ethiwa i-CCC yathinta amagama amengenge isiyenzakala isikhathi eside basho abanye bekahle ne-MB yenkululeko yadonsa isikhathi eside ngaleso sikhathi ngokubona kwami uma usukuqathanisa konokokuphila ukuthi kwakukhona ukuzishela okukhulu kakhulu nokuya phambili abantu babekhanya kukhona sebekufuna ukuyenzakala kodwa kwamanje inkinga ekhona yokuthi kuhlala kusenzakala into efana nayo kungasilinda kuyi-fike kuyahlanganwa kuvotwe kungavotwa abantu bajale kube lokulwa kuyiwe emakhothi kwenzekala into ezifana nayo so kuyiwa phambili njengibona yami sokumele ukuthi abantu babecabanga phela ngoba iZimbabwe phela inabantu abacabangayo uma usiya kwamanye amashi bazi besibuke bethi sifundile kakhulu kodwa ukuzuza ukuthi ukufunda abantu kungazi ma siyabe sekusenza into efanayo ikhangelele impumela ehlukeneyo ke kungumbono wami mina ukuthi sokufunakala ukuthi abantu bahlale phansi bakhulume ma kuyikukona okunye okungenzi wokuzwa okungasokukhuluma nakho ndingakujabulela kodwa kungani kufuna ukuhlupha manje sokusiphinda sibhoda ndawonye singayi phambili ilizwe leli selifuna ukuthi ikhulume ngokozinayo nkinto.
Yes, thank you there to Mr. Ndlovu, who is saying that people, it's high time people sat down and talked.
Yes, speaking of conflict resolution, Reverend Moyo, what exactly happens in these meetings? As the church, you stand on the political parties without fear of maybe the ruling party to resolve whatever is happening between the parties. Ungaphendula ngolimi lesiyo.
Ndinotenda isusu sechechi tinoona tsumira tisina kana divi ratakarerekera. Isusu tinotitarisa nyaya dzerunyararo, tichitarisa zvekare bumbiro remutemo kuti ngaremekedzwe nemunhu wese. Zvisinei kuti ndiwekuti isusu sechechi tinomira pachokwadi kuti because kana rinyaya yeconflict inoafekta munhu wese, whether ndewepati iyi kana kuti asi wepati iyi, whether ari mupolitics kana kuti haasi mupolitics, inobata munhu wese. Saka isusu sechechi tinoramba takamira pachokwadi. Hatina munhu watinoti tangosvika maari. Isusu sevanhu vakadzidzisa nyaya dzeconflicti tinoziva kuti vanhu tinovaapprocha sei, tinoziva kuti vanhu tinotaura navo sei. Saka tine nzira yatinoshandisa kutaura nayo nevanhu, mapoliticians vatinoasvikira, angave maminista, angave vamwe vane mapositions ari pamusoro, tinosvika tine wei yatinovaapprocha nayo tichivaonesa. And ndinotenda kuti vazhinji havanonyatsoiona nyaya kuti nyaya iida tigare pasi titaurirane tigadzirise nyaya dzedu dzinotinetsa muzimbabwe semazimbabweni. Tisina kunyanyotarisira kune vamwe maorganizations ari kuri vana sadic vana au because maproblems ezimbabwe kunyanya akuafekta isusu mazimbabweni. Saka ndisu tinogona kugara pasi totaurana toudzana chokwadi togadzirisa maproblems ari munyika medu nerunyararo. Tikaita izvozvo zvinotiitwa zvakanaka. Saka in short, tinobata vanhu vese, tinotaura nevanhu vese, hatina watinotya. Sezvandambotaura, tinounganidza mapolitical parties ese kana tisanyaya dzedu, tinovaunza vese paone platform tichitaura, tichipfuura hate speech, hate language, tinopfuura vese vachinzwa. Uyezve isusu tinoshandisa bhazi rishoko ramwari tichibatanidza nekonstitution yezimbabwe kuti mwari haafarire izvi, uyezve nekonstitution yedu yemuzimbabwe haifarire izvi. Saka ndo zvatinoita sechurch.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. Over to you, Mr. Ndlovu. What do you say about what Reverend Moyo has said? Do you think these conflict resolution programs work and they are neutral on both on all parties and all stakeholders involved? Are they all on equal footing when they come to this meeting? What's your take?
Hayi iqiniso lihle wona ukungenela kuhle ukuthi kube nabantu abale mbono efana naleyo. Kodwa esikwaziyo ukuthi ekugcineni sibheka imbali yezimbabwe, leli bandla liyabe libusa lezana libuya lihlezi esihlalweni esiphezu kwezinye. Yinto eliqiniso leyo. So lo ozayo oyabe ezokhuluma kuvela ku-opposition kumele abuye kwazi khona kabele sibali yendlela zokuthi akuona kudingayo. Noma ngase ngabuya thina yokuthi anokuthi wena ukuthi ungena endaweni ethile ukhangelele into ongasho ziyithona kuba kugcina kungakusebenzeli ngoko ngoba uzangena kumele ukungena uphethe induku wena ungena uyihlalela funa utshayele ngembu yakhona. Yimvekeliso lowo angisho ukuthi ungabake kwaba lezalensi enjalo kodwa ngibona ngani kuhle ukukhuluma ngomfundisi nomanje kumele sibe kwazi ukuthi hhayi khonoko akukho lula ukuthi kwenza kale obusayo uthele ukuthi uyabuza and ma ehlele esihlalweni lizokhuluma laye ukuza kehlele esihlalweni ngaphandle kube ngesimanga mpela kuye khona sokusenza isigombolozi okuthiwa ngesilungu yisekeni kuthi lomunye nomunye siyalingana lapha sikotele mpela sitone kuyaphuma khonoko njengoba ngisile kuthi ukhangelela into engangeke yenza kale. So ufuze ukuthi bazingenentweni and abona ngani yikho okwenza ukuthi ngeminyaka ngeyi-5 kuhlale kudliwa abantu bekhetho ngoba bangena bekhangelele izinto ezenzakale ka-100 zikuphindwa.
Yebo-ke siyabonga kakhulu umbono wakho, kodwa sesifika emaphethelweni-ke ohlelo lwethu. Like to say thank you to umnumzana Bernard Bhekilizwe Ndlovu, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, lo mfundisi siyaphambili Moyo okumanyano we-Christian Alliance
Oliver Lelisayo, yimi usithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington.